This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The Wednesday, September 13th edition of the Doug Steffen Good Day program, highlighting what's going on in this wonderful world of ours, conversation about things that matter to you, thanks to Jay Kirshner and all of her efforts. It's all here. We are an open book, right? Wouldn't you say, yeah, we're an open book here?
Yeah, highlighting fiction variety.
Yeah, right, yeah. The question comes often from people who get concerned about things, whether or not you can change the world, right? Don't we hear that conversation a lot? What can I do to change the world? Well, you'll probably not be able to change the world. You can change your world. You can do things. I've always been a big fan of Mother Teresa. And I think that one of the things that she said that was repeated often is the following, quote, "I alone cannot change the world, but I can cast a stone across the waters to create many ripples." And she certainly did. Think about all of the things that Mother Teresa did at the hospitals around the world. I think I've told the story on the air. I know I have. Of visiting her hospital in Addis Ababa, in Ethiopia, and seeing these people live as they did, the people in the hospital, malaria, AIDS, looking into their eyes and seeing, they have no hope, but there's care. You know, a lot of people in some places around the world, especially look around now, we're focused on all these catastrophic floods and the things that have gone on the last 11 or 12 days, and looking into these countries and seeing that they basically have nothing. Libya, nothing. And Morocco is an interesting kingdom because the five or six major cities are fairly international. But you get away from them, and it's like being in a third world country, and then some. So anyway, with all of these floods on they're on four different continents, there have been problems. Libya is probably the worst one, and now it looks like the number is over 10,000 people dead. And so but September is the month for this stuff. If you look back in the history of weather events, it's usually the month of September where this sort of thing is prime time. It's prime time for flooding. So please don't get your... what I think is that we have an opportunity here to acknowledge what is good and all of the things that have come with this tragedy. With those things come stories of people doing heroic things. Well, I did a talk with Warren Eckstein, our pet guy who does the pet show every weekend on any of these same stations. He's been doing this for 40 years plus. The way that people work on, and actually thinking about September 11th and what happened to the dogs there and how important dogs were to a lot of the rescue efforts, the city officials that had trained dogs finding people that otherwise couldn't be found. And that's happening in some of these areas where the catastrophes are mounting. They have dogs that go in and find the people that are lost or in trouble. And by the same token, there are great stories about people saving the dogs, saving the pets from these floods. You see pictures of dogs on the roofs of houses. You see those pictures?
Yes.
The dogs on top of the floods and stuff that have just wiped out the entire community, but the dogs are on top of the house. And they can swim to safety, but if they can find the safety, that's the problem, I think, a lot of times.
Well, I think that's, too, that a lot of times when there are hurricanes or something going on and people have to evacuate, and then afterwards and there's a storm surge and they wade through the waters to get to their homes to go check on their pets. And it's like, why didn't you take your pet with you? And I think that's one of the mentalities of they'll be able to survive. And we saw that with the wildfires on Western Maui, where a lot of people who had their dogs with them and their pets with them who were trying to escape, and that fire was just coming so fast they had to jump into the ocean, and they honestly felt, and maybe they were correct, that their pet would have a better chance if they unleashed them rather
yep.
than trying to run with them.
Mm-hmm. Yep. No, that's true. So if we're at the 1,000-foot view looking down, it's easy. We have the understanding of how the water system works and the temperatures and how the cycle, one of the things we talked about not long ago, actually, was the reality that the water on the Earth now is the same water that's been on the Earth for billions of years. Think about that just for
possibly
a second.
Possibly even older than the sun itself.
Yeah. The water that's coming down out of the sky that's raining on your home or on your lawn or on your garden or on the street, that rainwater has been in existence, those same droplets of water have been in existence since time began. Who can wrap themselves around that? Right? Think about that. And then, I go digging the more, I suppose, prominent stories, what's going on right now, the extreme weather and the 8 flooding events this month. The origins of them and people wringing their hands. I wish we'd get off of this. And I should do it myself. Just get off the damn global warming thing as a cause. Global warming is an effect. It's not the cause. And so Greece and Libya, they had a big problem in southern China, Hong Kong, the waterlogged areas around Spain, Turkey. Brazil had a real problem last few days, and we know what's going on here in our country. Then the weather, I was thinking about this in terms of us giving away these trips to Las Vegas. Las Vegas Strip has been, I guess we go back to the Burning Man Festival in that time, and then it's not that far to the Las Vegas Strip. There was a lot of flooding that took place there, but it's gone now. And not necessarily, I don't know if anybody, I haven't received a list of people, and or do I know when those of you who call 800-419-3684 go on your trip. I don't, I don't need to know that. I don't want to know. It's none of my business. I don't know who's called, but I do know that we've had thousands of people calling this line over the last month or so since we started talking about it. 800-419-DOUG is another way to remember it. 2 free nights in Las Vegas. You get them by calling that number. You got to be the first in the first 10 because they have operators. You can stay on hold if you want till the next person gets to you, but that's not generally a good use of your time. So if you want to hustle in now, first 10 callers at 800-419-DOUG, get those 2 free nights in Vegas. And I think they're working on some other things too where you can get they'll have the same kind of a deal, a couple of free nights in some other hot spots, right? People
that's,
like to go.
That's exciting, yeah.
Yeah, it is. All right, so excite yourself, 800-419-DOUG. Get excited and have some fun and don't pay for a couple of nights of time in Las Vegas. What's wrong with that? 800-419-3684. So this guy, Daniello Cavalcante, why is it that they don't seem to be able to capture this guy? Remember the other day we were talking about him being in that Pennsylvania house?
Yeah.
Apparently he went in the house and had a sandwich or got something to eat, and then he went out as he was leaving. He went through the garage and he took the .22 caliber rifle with him and a scope and a flashlight.
Oh, was that the same house? I thought this was a different house.
Oh, was it a different house? I thought it was the same thing.
Yeah, I think there was a homeowner. He was in the garage. He was in his own garage at the time.
Oh, and he shot when he came in and stole the gun. And then this guy chased him down the street. Shooting at him. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Cavalcante had
But it's the same neighborhood, I think, isn't it? Same area where he went in and had the sandwich in this guy's kitchen?
Well, that one was right near the prison, very soon after he had already escaped. Mm. I think this one was more recently. But this is also a good example, a solid example of if you have firearms, they need to be
locked up.
They need to be locked up because and this is a real question, what does happen if somebody steals your weapon, uses it to harm, kill somebody?
You're responsible.
And it's tracked back to you. Even though it was stolen, isn't there some kind of, like, Well, and obviously, I think you have to report it stolen immediately so that they are aware of this. Yeah. But if it's tracked back to you because you didn't have it securely locked away, what does that do? What is that punishment? Is there a punishment even?
No. I'm looking at the MTV Music Awards. Were they last night?
Yeah, yes, the VMAs.
Did you watch them?
Nope. I went to bed. That is past my bedtime. Yeah. I did report it, though, because there's a lot of things happening that I wanted to see, like the Shakira Vanguard. I wanted to see her performance. She is amazing. And then I heard that NSYNC had a little reunion situation.
I saw that, too. Yeah. Right. That would have been kind of cool. What about all the boy? You know what they ought to do, as says here, is all the boy bands ought to get together and, like, do a tour. Aren't there, like, three or four of those boys?
There's some unofficial push for Super Bowl halftime to make it a boy band theme halftime show and bring NSYNC and Boyz II Men and Backstreet Boys and 98 Degrees and have all of them do something.
Oh. All right. So they're, what, great minds? I didn't know that, but, yeah. That makes a lot of sense.
There's a lot of people that are taking to social media and trying to make it happen. We'll see if it happens, but, people want it.
Good. And I think it would be very cool. Thank you very much. Speaking of being cool, how are you doing on your diet? When did you realize that you were overweight and you wanted to lose weight, you wanted to be healthy, you wanted to live longer and prosper? You know that comes from? Live long and prosper? You know where that comes
from. Star Wars or Star Trek?
Yeah.
Which one?
Star Wars. Yeah. All right. So anyway, back to reality and the weight loss strategy that you have taken. Do you know at any one point in time, there are over 25 million people, I'm surprised, I thought the number would even be higher than this, that are on a diet or trying to lose weight in this country? Millions of people have right now decided they're going to lose weight. And with that, because the company that makes Calitrin, has been in business for 27 years. A doctor and his staff came up with this formula, and away they went. And boy, have they been successful. There's so many great stories that you can find at their website, toploss.com. Biggest sale of the year right now, extended until this weekend, the Labor Day sale. Help yourself to a great way to lose weight, the natural way, with Calitrin at toploss.com.
Now your ideas don't have to wait. Now they have everything they need to come to life. Dell Technologies and Intel are creating technology that loves ideas, loves expanding your business, evolving your passions. We push what technology can do, so great ideas can happen right now. Find out how to bring your ideas to life at Dell.com. Welcome to Now.
My ride smells just right.
I gotta try that Febreze car.
Just right. Yeah. La 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 la. Picked up 40 days of consistent sin. All over Febreze car clips right on your vent. Yeah. You know my car's my happy place. Keep that smile on my face. Yeah, it smells just right. Yeah, breathe happy Febreze. La 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 la.
Attention small business owners. This could be the most important 10-minute call you will ever make. You could recover up to $26,000 per employee today. And all you have to do is make one short 10-minute call to take your business up a notch or bounce back from these difficult couple of years. Omega Accounting Solutions can help you recover any payroll tax overpayments you made during the pandemic. You may even be eligible to receive up to $26,000 per employee. All it takes is a quick, easy, free 10-minute ERC consultation to determine if you qualify. Omega is the small business champion with teams dedicated to maximizing tax credits. They know their stuff so well that CPAs and payroll companies even turn to Omega for ERC tax guidance. Call 800-300-9ERC. That's 800-300-9ERC. 1-800-300-9ERC or visit OmegaTaxCredit.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
All right, here's a staple of the Good Day program, 23 after the hour. Time for us to dig around in social media, a lot of the trending things. One of them is the MTV Music Awards that we were talking about and all of the awards that that Taylor Swift, the Swifties were excited because, what was it, 9 awards that she took away from the VMAs last night?
She did, yeah.
She kills it at all of them.
She's a powerhouse.
Yeah, she is. And she's, I think, a good, decent human being. And why shouldn't she be, right? With all that success, wouldn't you think people who are successful, I'm going off on a rant now, notice, people who are successful have all the more reason to be good and generous and kind and helpful. And not that they have to be, but it just it seemed to be kind of something that flowed as a result of your success. Exactly.
Yeah, you would hope for it. But I think it goes along the lines with the conversation of nature versus nurture. And in some people, it's just in their DNA. It's the part of their personality to be good, to do good, no matter how what their level of success is. And some people may have been more decent human beings, and then they start to get success, and they kind of turn.
Mm-hmm.
And then others don't.
Yeah.
Others want to share their wealth.
Kind of arrogant. Yep.
Yeah.
All right. So here's our focus in this portion of the Good Day program. Ariana Grande gets upset when people are asking her about something that has to do with her physical appearance. So let's find out what it is that she's done and what the reaction has been and whether you would have the same reaction, or maybe you had this done to you. And then the other side of it is, who gives a good you-know-what? So we'll find out whether or not you should give a good you-know-what after this.
It's been tough talking to my doctor about constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. I finally laid all my symptoms out there and how they keep coming back. She said I may have irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. We agreed it's time to try something different.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Visit a doctor in person or online. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Avian Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
This is Ariana Grande. As I've said many times, all this stuff from her and that ilk sounds the same. Doesn't sound. Taylor Swift never sounds like everybody else. Maybe that's the reason she's more successful than everybody else. Anyway, so Ariana Grande, the reason we're talking about her, she has been getting emotional about how much lip filler she got, huh?
Well, she, I think in the past has been pretty adamant that she's never done anything.
And no Botox,
she switched and recently she was like, okay, full transparency.
Can't you really tell by just looking?
Especially when people make different facial expressions and certain parts of their face just don't move. Yeah, you can. And she was saying that she has done lip filler. She has done years of Botox. She claims she actually stopped in 2018. But again, our previous statement, you do your own call. But she said she stopped. And it just felt like when she was doing it and makeup and everything, it was almost about hiding. And she's proud of her cry lines and her laugh lines. And she's not against doing it again in the future. But just for right now, it's not for her. And she even says, she's like, I don't know why I'm getting emotional discussing this right now.
I don't know why anybody would care, frankly. I guess that's,
yeah, let's normalize not commenting on people's appearance. Weight, body, whatever.
All right, you're on. Well, actually, you're off because it's 28 after the hour.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Moments like hearing my cat purr good morning mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC, which is breast cancer that is spread to other parts of the body, they mean even more. I take Ibrance Palbociclib. Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for postmenopausal women or for men with HR-positive, HER2-negative MBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. An impeachment inquiry is an investigation of possible wrongdoing by a federal official, such as the President of the United States, cabinet official, or judges. The process is written into the Constitution and is the most powerful check that Congress has on the executive branch. Republican Speaker Kevin McCarthy.
These are allegations of abuse of power, obstruction, and corruption. And they warrant further investigation by the House of Representatives. That's why today I am directing our House committee to open a formal impeachment inquiry into President Joe Biden.
Representative Nancy Mace on Fox News says if Biden would have turned over his bank records, this could have all been avoided.
If he did nothing wrong, if he didn't sell out his country, then he should give us the bank records and we wouldn't have to do it this way.
Lance Pry, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunnyvay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunnyvay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunnyvay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunnyvay heating pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunnyvay.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen
Come
here.
Come on, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, and they made such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line. I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the group?
Hey, now, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
He hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop this senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
I bid you a good day, sir.
This is going to be a very good day.
I can't hold my tongue.
Sounds like a good day.
Join the conversation. Call 855-999-DOUG.
Calling right now.
That's 855-999-3684 to have your thoughts heard on Good Day. Now 34 after the hour. Here on the Good Day program with the lovely, the queen of Good Day. People think, oh, Jennifer, you could be co-queens. How's that? Jay and Jennifer are co-queens.
I'm glad to share.
I like that. Co-queens of the Good Day program. Meanwhile, I'm the king of Good Day. It's the Doug Steffen Good Day program. So I thought Ethan Hawke being in the news, and when I saw this, I really gravitated toward this story. I don't know if you have seen this or not, but it's really kind of cool. He's a well-known actor, has been, he's done some quirky stuff. He, like Sean Penn, have done, the two of them have done quirky things, but they're both very good at their craft. And so it turns out he was trying to get to the Toronto International Film Festival to see the premiere of his latest film, Wildcat. His daughter is in the film as well with him, and so they had to work around the SAG-AFTRA strike to do the promotion, but they both got approval to go out, and so he was trying to get there, and he had scheduled a flight that was canceled, and so it was rebooked, and that flight was canceled, and then it was rebooked, and the third flight was canceled, so he said, you know what, I got to get there. So he went over to the bus terminal. He got on a Greyhound bus and took the ride up to up to Toronto.
Well, and this is something he's so proud of because it's a piece of work that he got to do with his daughter. And he said that, and she is, Maya Hawke is a genuinely good actress.
Yeah.
And he said that this was, her work on this was one of the best pieces of work he had ever seen, just period. And it's just doting dad, and it's something that not only he got to do and witness from his daughter, but it was something he got to do with his daughter. He was not going to miss that. So canceled flights, be gone. He's taking the Greyhound.
Yep. So here's this. I'll tell you a little quick story. The first years that I was in Los Angeles when I was on KBC and doing this program at the same time, I rented a house in a place where I eventually bought a house in Ocean Park, it's called, in Santa Monica. And I was on, what's the name of the street I was on? Probably not important to the story. So I'm in my, it's late at night and I'm going to sleep so I can get up and do the program the next morning. And I hear all this racket from the house next door to me. And it happened that Ethan Hawke and his wife, at the time, I'm not sure she still is his wife, the one who's in Kill Bill, what the heck's her name? Uma Thurman, all right. They were married at the time. And they would have these screaming fights. And you could hear it next door. And so I remember them walking out, and this, the daughter at the time, this would have been 1994, 95. The daughter that we're talking about was in a stroller at the time. They would take her out. They were in, they didn't live, have a home in Los Angeles. They rented this for a couple of movie projects that they were both involved in. And so I remember talking to them. I had an old Ford convertible that Ethan loved. He wanted to take a ride in the old Ford convertible. He thought, oh, that's very cool. And the thing that I remember now thinking about her, and my God, she's a movie, she's an actress. I remember her in a, I remember her in the little carriage.
Little bit of baby.
Yeah, right. Mm-hmm. And the two of them always had a butt in their mouths. Always, always, every time you saw them, they were smoking, puffing away. I wonder what impact that had on the daughter. That's all. That was my experience. He liked my car. He was much friendlier than she was, and the daughter was in them rolling the carriage.
And they divorced back in 2005. It's hard to believe it was that long ago.
Yeah, I know. I didn't think they were together, but they were always fighting, man. Always on the fight. Okay, so there's a couple of things going on here in New England that I thought I would share with you. The walkway that collapsed during a lighthouse event up in Maine, 11 lighthouse enthusiasts were hurt when a walkway collapsed, sending a bunch of people into the mud flats below. This is something that goes on every year, not the fact that the walkway collapses, but they do a lighthouse event every year in September. This is at Doubling Point Lighthouse, specifically where it happened, part of Maine's Open Lighthouse Day. There are, and this is why I tell you the story, this is in Bath, in Maine, where the shipyard is. This is one of the most beautiful parts of America. If you have not been able to go up and down the Maine coast and see these magnificent lighthouses that are up and down the coast, it's just something that is so Americana. It's so unique. It's so worth taking. I'm sad that this sort of thing happened, but it doesn't take away from the real story here. Is about the coastline and what you can see going up and down the coast. The Kennebec River has a great Coast Guard station there. And I remember my father telling me stories about going up and down. He was on a Coast Guard cutter during World War II and went in every day. He got to sleep at home at night. They went out for 12-hour runs on this Coast Guard cutter. And they'd go up and down. My father was not somebody who appreciated beauty necessarily. But he did, he was a real New Englander, and he was very proud, for whatever the reason, of what New England stood for, including these lighthouses, because there were a bunch of them on the Cape where he spent a lot of time as a youngster. He was an orphan, and he managed to be able to find people and families that would take him in, and he spent a lot of time working on places down at the Cape, and there are great lighthouses down there. So I thought that was worth a mention or two. All right, now, our friend Uri Geller, our friend, my friend, the friend of the programs, friends of lots of people who have very interesting minds and want to know what's what. Perhaps the latest in our series of conversations about Mexico. Well, not, I guess we can visit Mexico. We want to see aliens, but there are alien sightings here, there, and everywhere. And we're going to get to that with Uri in just a moment here on Good Day.
Do you know what brand sells the most work shoes in America? Skechers. Why? Skechers has the best looking safety toe and slip resistant shoes around. They've got superior quality and simply incredible prices, but many people get them just for the style. So you can enjoy tough, steel toe protection and slip resistant soles anywhere, even if you don't need them for work. And since they're Skechers, you know they're going to be comfortable with Skechers' exclusive air cooled memory foam. Find your new pair of Skechers safety toe and slip resistant work shoes at a Skechers store, at Skechers.com, or wherever work shoes are sold.
Now your ideas don't have to wait. Now they have everything they need to come to life. Dell Technologies and Intel are creating technology that loves ideas, loves expanding your business, evolving your passions. We push what technology can do, so great ideas can happen right now. Find out how to bring your ideas to life at Dell.com. Welcome to now.
All right, 42, almost 43 after the hour. Doug Steffens, Good Day program. Jay and I have Uri Geller with us from his home in Tel Aviv, a little village, Old Jaffa, where his museum is. You can check it all out on Uri's website, Uri Geller, URIGELLER.com, and Uri Geller Museum. So last time you were here, we were imagining certain bodily parts of female aliens. So now we're moving into the location where there are aliens. Is that what this is about? There are aliens that have been spotted in these places?
Well, let me explain. So let's start by an amazing announcement. Today in Mexico City, there was really a moment of excitement for those who are, like me, intrigued by UFO mysteries. And this unfolded in the countries, in Mexico's Congress, yes?
Yep.
And was led by the journalist and UFO enthusiast, a guy called Chaim Maussan. This is in regards to two alleged, I'm saying the word alleged, extraterrestrial corpses. So this was an official gathering, and the two alleged corpses were revealed to the public. This is unbelievable.
You could see the corpses? You could see them?
Yes, I've just tweeted them. So if you want to see my Twitter, it's the Uri Geller. You will freak out. Now, the unique non-human bodies were showcased in a... It looked like a glass case for everyone to observe. And they... let me tell you what I think they are. In general, they are thought to be 1,000-year-old, and they were actually discovered not in Mexico, but in Casco, Peru. So the event made it was very prestigious because it was co-hosted by scientists with the presence of Ryan Graves, who is the executive director of Americans for Safe Aerospace and a former U.S. Navy pilot. How more credible can you get than that?
That's it.
So, wow. Anyhow, it's on my Twitter, The Uri Geller. You must watch the video. Now, the question is it real? So I, on my Twitter posting, I asked the question, everyone who's following me, come back to me and tell me what you think about this video. Do you believe these corpses are real? I do believe they are because, first of all, they have three fingers, which I've seen aliens with three fingers myself in the past. And it's really a wow, and it's all really snowballing now out of control because of the whistleblowers in America. I mean, those whistleblowers, you know, belong to the American government. They're PX NASA scientists. They're fighter pilots who you can hear them scream in the cockpit of their plane, "Oh my gosh, what is this?" Now, listen, you agree with me that an American pilot or an Israeli pilot or any pilot is a very well-educated individual.
Knows what's in the air, knows what's around him, yes. Yep.
Yeah, and who passes a billion tests of, mind power.
Credibility,
and,
yeah.
Cognitive. Yep. Anyhow, so that's the story. Please get on my Twitter. the Uri Geller, and you will be amazed.
All right, so it's called X now, Uri.
That's right. Why am I saying
I want people to go to the right place. It's an X post at the Uri Geller. I would imagine when you I didn't talk to you. I didn't have a chance last week to talk to you. What we said a couple of weeks ago was talking about the female anatomy. What kind of reaction have you gotten to that statement and to those facts?
Twitter X took it off. Facebook took it
off. Really?
I was banned. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, no, I didn't know that.
I wasn't banned. I was taken off. I complained. I said, what on earth are you doing? Why did you take my naked alien off?
Mm-hmm.
And I posted the taking off of the photo, and it says there, sexual activity, nudity.
What do you mean, a nude alien?
I swear to you.
What?
I mean, let me go there. I can show it to you. I'll actually, give me.
Oh, my. You know how much Jay and I, we had such fun with that. And afterwards, it was the highlight of our Good Day download that day at gooddayshow.com. And we keep those. Those are archived, right, Jay? So people can go back and listen to the conversation
had. Can really? Podcast.
Yeah, I know. You can go back to the podcast, yeah, and hear the conversation.
So I actually posted the actual takedown note. I'm just scrolling to read it to you. Just give me a moment. Let's continue speaking. We were so mind-blown. Here it is. So it says, this is Facebook. We removed your content. Why this happened? And it just says, your content goes against our community standards on nudity or sexual
activity. They don't even know what they were looking at. I'll guarantee you they didn't have a clue as to what they were really looking at. Do you think?
Well, look, Facebook employs not hundreds, but thousands of people who are sitting by little computers and they're viewing what is allowed, what is not allowed. I don't know what they thought, but probably the word vagina,
Of course it is. That's what did it. Yeah.
That got the whole thing. Yeah.
Alien female vagina. There you go.
Yeah, but Doug, did you ever think that 35 years ago, when you and I met, we'll ever be speaking about that private part of aliens?
We've talked about a lot of stuff over the years, but no, I can't tell you that I ever thought that we would talk about female alien vaginas. And then there's the other thing that people wonder, do they, some of them may be hermaphroditic, unisexual, be able to both in one?
Absolutely. This is another big thing in America now, the gender and this. And,
oh, my God, yes. Gender identity.
Before we finish the show, can you tell me in one sentence what it's all about, this gender thing?
It is ridiculous. How's that?
That's a good one. All right, Doug.
Bye. Talk to you later. Uri Geller, again, the website, URIGELLER, and on X, it's the Uri Geller. Check out all the alien stuff there. That's the Good Day program.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that. but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
La 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 la. Hi, Scooby-Doo time here on Good Day Movie Moments. And the world of entertainment is at our fingertips, film and television. Here's the expert, Chuck Curry. So what are we doing with the Scooby-Doo, Chuck?
Actually, Doug, this day in TV history, September 13th, 1969, Scooby-Doo, Where Are You?, animated Saturday morning, airs on CBS. It ran from 69 to 78. I have very fond memories of that when I was a little kid. I actually couldn't wait to watch that on Saturday mornings. Like Scooby-Doo meets Batman and Robin. Scooby-Doo meets the Harlem Globetrotters. That's awesome. I mean, I thought that was awesome. The voice of Shaggy was Casey Kasem.
Yep.
Who was a great voice. I mean,
he had a great voice. You know, I'm just remembering, we had a conversation before you came on, Live Long and Prosper, and I attributed it incorrectly to Star Wars when, in fact, it's Star Trek, and I should have known better than that.
That's a big mistake, Doug.
It is a big mistake. I am embarrassed.
Yeah, wait.
No, well, I'm embarrassed. I don't know.
Very bad.
How about banished?
I got another one. You're going to like this one. September 13th, 1974, The Rockford Files with James Garner premieres on NBC in ran from 74 to 1980. They, from what I read, they abruptly ended it in 1980 because Gardner has some health issues and the production cost of bringing on major guest stars was a lot for NBC. So the two factors were the reason the show ended. But it was very popular in the 1970s, the Rockford Files.
Detective shows
were extremely, we talked about this on the air before, very popular. And one more, which I know you're a big fan of. This day in TV history, September 13, 1990, Law and Order, created by Dick Wolf, premieres on NBC. And obviously we know how popular that
still
franchise
around.
Would become. Yep.
Still around, yep. And I was talking about that with regard to the strike. The number of people, if you've ever been down to Chelsea Pier, which is at the lower end of Manhattan, Dick Wolf bought a huge old factory. It was a factory building. I think they made candy or something in it. And he converted it into offices and studios so that all of the Law and Order, all of the scenes that you see are all in that building. All of the courthouses, all of the police, everything. And the same is true in Chicago. He bought a big old warehouse, and all of the Chicago PD and the Med and all that other stuff shot in this big old warehouse. And so you think about all of the people, not just the people who are working, who are out of work because of the strike, but all the ancillary businesses. I remember going by, I was down there one day, I don't remember what I was doing, but I was going to say Lenny Briscoe. What's his face? Who was, Jerry Orbach. He and Benjamin Bratt were right on the sidewalk in front of a hot dog stand eating a hot dog.
That's cool.
I thought that was
dope. I'll tell you one thing about television. Like, I watch a lot of stuff on YouTube lately in a reflect, right? So I watched some stuff on like NYPD Blue, which I was a big fan of.
Great show.
And, like, the best moments of that show, like, the memories you get from watching, like, it just, like, brings back memories. And what's interesting is Dennis Franz on NYPD Blue, who played Sipkowitz,
big
who
star.
Was really the main star.
Yeah, he was.
After that show ended, he never worked again.
No. He always played a cop in movies and TV, never played any role.
He played a really, a stupid, angry cop in Die Hard 2. He's really good in that. And he played a villain in Psycho 2. He's played different roles, but he's always good. But his claim to fame is going to be, NYPD Blue.
Well, but the butt scene.
Very good.
Do you remember that? The butt scene?
Yeah. I mean, it started with David Caruso, and he wound up leaving. And then Jimmy
Caruso's
Smith came on,
another
like,
one.
Better with Jimmy Smith. And then Ricky Schroeder came on. I actually liked it with Ricky Schroeder, too. But Sipkowitz was always the main character on that show, ultimately.
Yeah. But then, you know, you talk about some of the people that have moved on or moved on to other things. Caruso did that Miami, what was it, Miami Heat, Miami
CSI,
Vice?
Right.
CSI. Right. He's one of those guys, always,
tried to
he may have played
movie,
different
but
roles,
it.
But,
yeah.
no, but he always played the same part. He always, everything, he was always, you knew, the character was him, in a sense. He played it the same way. That's what I've heard, too, as well. HGTV sold the Brady Bunch house to a super van. Did you see that? $3.2 million.
They wanted $5 million. That's crazy.
Hey, well, that's what they paid for it. Didn't they overpay for it? I think they did.
A lot of money.
Yep. All right, Chucker, you're our pal. Chuck Curry here on Movie Moments. Have a good day. And Chucker will, as usual, be back tomorrow. What is it they say? Same time, same station on Good Day. Now 59 past the hour.
Former CIA officer and survival expert Jason Hansen here. I teach people how to prepare for the unexpected. Right now, most Americans are not ready for the death of the U.S. dollar. You have money sitting in cash, and if you don't act soon, your financial future could be at risk. I have partnered with Advantage Gold, the number one rated precious metals company in America, to release my new digital dollar survival kit that's 100% free for everyone who calls today and claims your free survival kit. Simply call 800-900-8000 and give your email address, and I will have this new digital dollar survival kit sent to you immediately. Call 1-800-900-8000 now and claim your free kit, and also mention my name, Jason Hansen, and see how you could also qualify for $1,000 in free silver. Supplies are limited, so call right now before it's too late. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.